A flotilla of 8 ships carrying more than 700 pro-Palestinian activists is heading toward the Gaza Strip, which is under a crippling Israeli blockade. The fleet is carrying 10,000 tons of supplies, including medicine and cement. Greta Berlin of the Free Gaza Movement says Israel has been strangling the Palestinians since the end of the Gaza War 16 months ago.
We want to break Israel's blockade of Gaza, and we are taking and building supplies because Israel isn't allowing the people of Gaza to rebuild.
Israel has imposed a blockade on Gaza since the Islamic militant group Hamas seized control of the territory 3 years ago. Hamas refuses to renounce violence or recognize Israel, and it is holding a captured Israeli soldier. The blockade is aimed at weakening and isolating Hamas, but Berlin says it is collective punishment.
We are there to challenge. We're there to challenge Israel and say, you cannot do this to 1.5 million civilians.
Israel says it is allowing plenty of basic food and supplies into Gaza, and it describes the flotilla as a provocation. Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor says the ships will be intercepted by the Israeli Navy.
These ships are not about carrying in humanitarian aid. They're about clashing at all costs with Israel. When you have rioters coming your way, you have to stop them.
Israel has set up a makeshift detention center on shore, and the international activists will be given a choice: be deported at Israel's expense or go to jail. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.